José Ramos Horta almost died when he was shot by rebel soldiers in East Timor last month. He's now recovering from surgery in the northern Australian city of Darwin, and on Friday, he spoke about the attempt on his life. Mr. Ramos Horta says he looked into the eyes of one of his attackers as the man prepared to fire at him, and then he turned to flee before being shot. The president says help was slow to arrive as he bled in the street outside his home. He says he believes United Nations police had obstructed those who were trying to rescue him. There was criticism too for international troops, who Mr. Ramos Horta accuses of not doing enough to keep his attackers from escaping.
I would say that Australian-led forces could have promptly surrounded the entire town, closing all the exits, using helicopter, sending immediately elements to my house to get the information on the ground. They would have captured them within hours, because for many hours after the attack on my house, they were still in the hills around my house.
Australian Defence Minister Joel Fitzgibbon says that overall, Mr. Ramos Horta was complimentary about the effort to protect him and his country. The Defence Minister noted that Mr. Ramos Horta had acknowledged that the foreign troops can't act without coordinating with officials from the East Timor government or the United Nations office there. In addition, Fitzgibbon says, given the gravity of his injuries, the president could not objectively judge whether the response from peacekeepers was timely. Despite the criticism, José Ramos Horta has been full of praise for Australian soldiers whose donated blood helped to save his life. The ambush was the work of rebels led by a former military police chief, Alfredo Renardo. He was killed in the attack, but his key lieutenants escaped into the mountains that surround East Timor's capital, Dili. So far, 8 fugitives have surrendered, and the hunt for others continues. The attack on Mr. Ramos Horta coincided with an ambush on the home of Prime Minister Xanana Gusmão, who escaped unharmed. Clashes between army mutineers and units loyal to the East Timor government in 2006 prompted Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia and Portugal to send peacekeeping forces. Reinforcements sent since the February attack have boosted Australia's contingent to about 1,100 soldiers and police officers. The assassination attempts in February on the tiny country's most senior leaders have highlighted East Timor's volatility 6 years after independence from Indonesia. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.